The Northwoods Wildlife Center aims to provide a better future for wildlife in our area by rehabilitating animals and by educating the public. Mickey Miller is the center's executive director. Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
The Northwoods Wildlife Center rescues and rehabilitates between 600 and 700 animals a year. What animals are you working with right now?
Well, currently we just have some small birds that have come in. We've got a chickadee and dove and some rock pigeons. Winter is typically our slow season.
Okay, that makes sense. What does the rehabilitation process look like for those birds?
Well, one was a window strike, and actually that one is able to be released. We were just waiting for weather to warm up a little bit. Another one is a small leg injury. The other one had gotten grabbed by some dogs, the dove. And so that one's going to have to probably stay till spring because it's missing some hair and feathers. It's going to need some grow back time. But it's feisty and it's healthy. It's a little naked right now.
Wow. How long do birds typically have to stay with you?
You know, it really depends on the injury and what's going on. So there's really no predictable time. Every animal that comes in here, it's just dependent on when we feel it's ethically and humanely safe and healthy to release.
Okay. And how do you find these animals?
Most often they are called in by someone who either sees it in their yard. Birds, that's typically what it is. A window strike usually hits the window of their home or business. So people will call in if they're able to bring it in themselves. That's great. Otherwise, we do have some volunteer drivers who are able to go out. And it's always best to call first, and it's always best to call right away if you're concerned for more information on the animal rather than waiting days or hours or a week.
Okay. And then come spring and summer, will you still mostly work with birds or do you work a lot with other animals too?
Oh, spring and summer is going to get busy with infant. We're going to get orphaned baby bunnies and raccoons. Last year we had a couple of fox, very young fox, loons, fawns. So we get quite a bit more types of species. Turtles. Turtles happen a little bit more summer, fall. A lot of them are road hits, but we've had some infant turtles as well and turtles that have hatched here.
Wow. And I know the Northwoods Wildlife Center doesn't just care for animals, but it also tries to educate the public. Tell me about some of the programs and tours that you offer.
Well, the tours are the ambassador animals and they're birds of prey. And so we've got some red-tailed hawks. We've got an eagle. We've got an owl, a couple owls, and a kestrel. So those tours, people are taken out with one of our educators, and they're given information about the species as well as the animal and the injury it sustained either prior to coming here as a patient or prior to coming here from another facility from being a patient there. And then the programs that they do are typically there's all types of program opportunities that are explained on the website. So it can be about turtles. It can be about birds of prey and the off-site programming. They will typically bring one of the red-tailed hawks as they're doing their program, as well as with turtles, they'll bring a turtle and be a little bit, you know, they can be engaged without being as much hands-on as what things were able to be when it was a little bit more normal.
Okay, cool. Well, that sounds really interesting. Why is it so important that we protect the wildlife here in the Northwoods?
Well, it is their habitat, and we kind of came in upon it. They provide us so much pleasure with viewing, but I think anytime you're taking away habitat and green space and not protecting it, you know, evolution isn't always for the good. So it's important that we care for them since we're kind of not sometimes always the cause, but you know, if an animal gets hit by a car, we are, even though it's not intentional, you know, it happened because we were present. And so I think it's up to us to find out how to help them.
Yeah. Well, I've been speaking with Mickey Miller from the Northwoods Wildlife Center. Thanks for your time, Mickey.
Thank you, Erin.